Mervyn Hanley will inspire. Mervyn Hanley will empower. A voice powerful beyond measure. He will keep us strong under pressure. Touching the hearts and souls of family. You will hear his voice through your tragedy. Television, online and overseas. Tune in to Mervyn Hanley.
Welcome to another edition of The Blue Table with Mervyn Hanley. Good evening to you and yours, wherever you are at this time. What a weekend it was, especially in St. Kitts and Nevis. We had the launch of the NRP's candidate for St. Paul's on Nevis for the upcoming elections. That is Miss J.D. Keynes, and I will be speaking to J.D. on Tuesday night, tomorrow night, right here at The Blue Table. But tonight, I have with me, or at The Blue Table, it's the leader of the People's Action Movement. They had their convention yesterday, Convention 55. And I must say, it was a convention of all conventions. It was historic. It was memorable. It is the most talked about. It is the convention that is trending. And we're going to talk about that with the Honorable Leader of the People's Action Movement and Deputy Prime Minister of St. Kitts and Nevis, the Honorable Sean K. Richards. We'll do that right after this break from the Development Bank of St. Kitts and Nevis and Anchor Podcast. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Customer Support Portal, where we have made it easier for you to contact us. It starts with your question, email, a message, phone call, or a search on our website. Our CSP provides prompt and efficient solutions to your problems. We pride ourselves on treating our clients responsibly and ensuring your information is kept safe. Log on to www.skndb.net and send us a ticket or email us at customersupport@skndb.com. You may also call us directly at 869-465-2288 extension 1322 or 954-353-1003.
Mervyn Hanley will inspire. Mervyn Hanley will empower. A voice powerful beyond measure. He will keep us strong under pressure. Touching the hearts and souls of family. You will hear his voice through your tragedy. Television, online and overseas. Tune in to Mervyn Hanley.
And we're back with the Deputy Prime Minister of St. Kitts and Nevis, the Honorable Sean K. Richards. Just for public disclosure, I think I'm also his brother from another mother and also his publicist. But I'm here today in the capacity of an interview to ask you the tough questions. Some may be uncomfortable, some may be comfortable. Good evening. Welcome to the Blue Table, Deputy Prime Minister.
Good evening, Mervyn, and thank you for having me at the Blue Table this evening. I must also take the opportunity to congratulate you on hosting this particular show.
Thank you so much. How are you feeling? I want to get so much into the convention yesterday. But first, I must ask, how are you doing today before we get into that?
I am doing extremely well. As you intimated, we had a very successful convention yesterday. Coming out of it, I feel energized. The party base left the convention feeling rather excited. You are aware that we went into the convention indicating, in the first instance, energy and vibes of Convention 55 and preparing now for the future. The energy came out, the vibes came out, and in terms of sending that message to not just our party supporters, but to the Federation of St. Kitts and Nevis, that Pam is preparing now for the future, and Sean Richards is preparing for leadership, I think those messages were definitely sent.
I will get to all of that, but let's get to your new ministries that you took up since taking office, re-elected to office back in June of 2020. You're now a Minister of Infrastructure, Public Utilities, ZITAL. How is that going for you? I know when it comes to infrastructure, there are always challenges, but how is it going for you thus far in those new ministries?
First of all, let me thank the Prime Minister for giving me the opportunity to serve in that new ministry. Thus far, I have been able to learn quite a bit. It's a new challenge for me, but I gladly accepted the challenge because for me, life is about continuous learning. Mm-hmm. The ministry is currently undertaking a number of projects. The Island Main Road, as we are aware, we are still in the process of resurfacing the entire Island Main Road. That project is more than halfway completed, but there are several aspects to it which are still being done. For example, right here in my community, the Sandy Point community, we have been replacing the underground main water lines. That is supposed to be completed today. Once that is completed, then the cable is supposed to be putting in some underground lines also. Then we can have the repaving of the road here in Sandy Point. However, outside of the Sandy Point area, you have some other areas. Those areas have similar work being done in terms of replacement of some of the water lines and the cable laying lines. So in the interim, I think what the company, Surrey Paving, is doing some markings along the road that is marking out the middle sections of the road, etc. And within the water department, one of the important projects that we have embarked upon is that of a well that we have by the name of Shadwell 2. We have had some issues with the quality of the water coming from that well. We signed a contract in December of last year with a company from overseas by the name of Bede. That contract is now actually executed from the point of view that the engineers are on island. They are currently doing the work to remedy the situation with Shadwell 2. Upon completion of that and tying that particular well into our water supply, the intention is to go to Cairn to begin drilling for a new well in Cairn. Persons are very much aware that the residents of Cairn in particular have been expressing concerns about the frequency of the supply of water there for many, many years, I understand, even prior to my birth. All Road Bay is also an ongoing project. The government had taken a decision a few years ago to actually recommission a new road in Old Road. That project again is substantially completed. What we are now doing is the continuation of the rock armoring, and the road is still also yet to be paved. But as I said, that is ongoing, and so the citizens of St. Kitts and Nevis can look forward to that being completed within the shortest possible period of time. There are a number of projects that we are also supervising on behalf of government, that is the Public Works Department. For example, you have a new health center being built in the St. Peter's area. The police training complex, which we in this government inherited as a white elephant, that has now been turned over to the Public Works Department for completion, and so we are working on plans for that particular project. From the post office end of things, we are looking at the computerization of the services which we offer to the public. We have already looked at some software, and so we are hoping that in a short period of time, we're able to implement that particular project. So I can say that, I mean, we are being kept quite busy within the ministry at the energy unit. There are a number of different sources of alternative energy that we are looking at. Just late last year, we would have had the groundbreaking ceremony for the very first solar, well, let me not say the very first, a solar farm, the biggest solar farm here in St. Kitts and Nevis, and it's also supposed to be the biggest one within the region. I understand from the proprietors for that particular project that very shortly they will be hiring persons and the project will be getting off the ground. However, we are also looking at projects to do with wind energy. We are also looking at a project, and some work has already been done on that particular one, and that is one whereby, and interestingly, I mean, we know that we now have the volcanic eruption in St. Vincent, and I take the opportunity once more to extend my prayers and that of the people of St. Kitts and Nevis to the people over in St. Vincent. However, here in St. Kitts, we are looking at a project to get energy from our volcano here. So we are doing quite a number of projects here in St. Kitts and Nevis from within my ministry, and they are all exciting projects and projects which will benefit the people of St. Kitts and Nevis.
Well, what an all-rounder you are. You started in, a Member of Parliament since, how long ago, 2004 is it, was it?
Yes, since 2004.
2004, you've been the representative for the Sandy Point constituency, the people of Sandy Point. You got into office in 2015, where you served as the Minister for Education, Youth, Culture, and now your infrastructure in 2020, and Etal. And when I come back, we'll talk about preparing for the future with the Honorable Sean Richards. We'll be right back. We'll hear from Carl and Sons Bakery on St. Martin and Affluent Homes on Nevis. We'll be right back.
I'm very hungry.
Whoa, was that your stomach? You need to get on down to Carl & Son's Unique Bakery, your number one spot for sandwiches, pastries, cakes, and more for breakfast and lunch. Are you in a rush? Call in your order at 543-1059 for town and 544-2462 for Cold Bay. Follow their Facebook page to see their daily lunch specials. Carl & Son's, the right choice since 1982.
It's been a while that you're thinking or dreaming of your new home. Let Affluent Homes turn that dream into reality. Leave it to us to deliver. A team of architects and designers have created award-winning designs. We will work with you to develop the distinctive look you envision. For real estate development, property sales and management, you must think of Affluent Homes Limited. Check out our website at www.affluenthomesnevis.com or email us merchant@merchantlc.com or call us today at 1-869-665-2121. Affluent Homes Limited.
Mervyn Hanley will inspire. Mervyn Hanley will empower. A voice powerful beyond measure. He will keep us strong under pressure. Touching the hearts and souls of family. You will hear his voice through your tragedy. Television, online, and overseas. Tune in to Mervyn Hanley.
We're back with the Deputy Prime Minister of St. Kitts and Nevis, the Honorable Sean K. Richards, preparing for the future. Now, you've been into government from since 2015, as far as an elected representative of the people and a minister. And you've been serving in the portfolios I mentioned before the break. And so how are you now? Well, you're now, I must say, fully prepared for the future or getting there.
Okay. Yes, I am preparing for the future. As I had said to you earlier, we had a wonderful convention yesterday. Mm-hmm. I've been serving as a deputy prime minister. I've served previously in the Ministry of Education, Youth, Sport and Culture. I do believe that added with my 2 terms in opposition, because I would have served in opposition from 2004 to 2010 and again from 2010 to 2015. These have all helped to prepare me for the task which lies ahead. I have made it very public that that is my intention. Of course, you don't learn everything in one single day. Mm-hmm. You get experience, but apart from getting experience beforehand, part of it is also learning on the job, because I can say to you that each day is different, and so with each day, of course, you get different challenges. If you look at government and the whole operations at this particular point in time, you would recognize that our operations have been severely hampered by COVID. Of course, that would have called for a different response. That is a challenge which hasn't faced any government within the region before. So part of it is also getting the necessary experience and having the right persons around you, also the technical persons, to give you the right kind of advice.
Let's take a listen to some of the stuff you said on yesterday. Let's hear this.
So if you examine my actions carefully, you would recognize that I follow the principle established by Lincoln I have planted my feet in the right place, and I have stood firm. No, do I play games with anyone. You know my slogan in number 5 has always been, no gimmicks, no tricks. Therefore, on the matter of future leadership of St. Kitts and Nevis, there is no need for alarm or even concern. That course has been mapped out for 2025, and it is irreversible. Never mind the recent outburst about tree terms and leadership, because commitments are made to be honored, and there should be no fear of departure for political expediency.
Sean Richards, Deputy Prime Minister, leader of PAM. Now, when I listened to that clip, you were very forceful in your remarks yesterday, very firm. You even went on to say at one time that people think that you're just quiet and laid back and not doing this or that or whatever the case may be, but timing for you is everything. First of all, did you have a sip of wine yesterday before you went to the convention, or that was just Sean Richards?
Marvin, when I am passionate about something, that passion comes out, and that is exactly what you would have heard yesterday, natural passion. You have heard me on different occasions before, whether on the political platform, within the National Assembly, or during various personal conversations that we have. You know, when I stand by something, I stand by it. I believe in it. I advocate on behalf of it. I pursue it. As I said yesterday, I have planted my feet, and I am now standing firm.
Tonight is the last time I want to speak about this. I think you were firm. You've sent the message loud and clear that you will be the next Prime Minister of St. Kitts and Nevis. But let me ask you, why did you think it was necessary to be as firm as you were yesterday?
It was necessary for me to be firm for several different reasons. In the first instance, of course, you had the convention of the PLP very recently, where the guest speaker at that particular convention would have said to the public that she is of the view that our current Prime Minister should serve for a third term. I have utmost respect for the current Prime Minister. He has been doing an excellent job. However, the fact is that the Team Unity coalition partners made an agreement prior to the elections of 2015. The agreement is commonly referred to as the Charlestown Accord.
Yes.
In that agreement, we said that no one individual would serve for more than 2 terms as Prime Minister.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, some persons may recall that during our last term, we actually went to Parliament with that particular piece of legislation. However, didn't have the necessary numbers for it to pass. If you counted the government side only,
right,
you needed support of those persons from the opposition benches. We did not get that support, and so the legislation was defeated. However, the agreement is in writing, and even if there is no legislation, I am of the view that persons must be committed to the award. I am not necessarily saying that the Prime Minister is not committed to his word, but this is what his guest speaker has said to the public. And so I needed to remind persons that this is what we agreed to, this is what we have committed to, and we ought to stand by our word.
Have you spoken to the Prime Minister regarding this?
The Prime Minister and I had a brief discussion on Saturday evening relative to that particular, to those particular thoughts which were uttered by his guest speaker.
Okay. And overall, your thoughts on the convention? And again, yesterday, let me say that you were For the first, well, not really for the first, not for the first time, but well, it is the first time I've heard you like in that element or seen you in that element. That was like, wow, Sean Richards is really preparing and is prepared for the future.
Yesterday's convention, as I said earlier, was very, very energetic. I must take this opportunity to once more say thanks to the organizers, say thanks to the supporters of the People's Action Movement who turned out and gave the convention all of the energy and vibes which were needed to make the convention the success that it was. I want to thank my executive members, my cabinet colleagues, Eugene Hamilton, Lindsey Grant, Jonel Powell, who also gave excellent presentations, our chairperson, Natasha Shanigwe. She has been there working very diligently in East Mahaffey to ensure that that seat is returned to the fold of the People's Action Movement. So it was a combination of different factors which ensured that the convention was a success. Conventions are basically about coming together annually, bringing the party supporters together, indicating to them what are the plans for the party, mm-hmm. indicating to them the achievements over the last year and how we intend to go forward to ensure that not only our party supporters, but all of the people of St. Kitts and Nevis continue to benefit. It is basically giving an account of your stewardship over the last year and charting the course forward.
You mentioned just a while ago the number one, the central, is it central? No, is it
East
Bastia? East Bastia. Sir Kennedy Simmons yesterday in his presentation as a guest speaker, and he was phenomenal. And a matter of fact, happy birthday to Sir Kennedy. Today is his 85th birthday, and we wish him well. He would have mentioned that the party, you as leader and the party, you guys need to begin now in terms of getting someone and getting the work ready and prepared to get that person for the next 4 or 3.5 years or whatever for the election. Are you taking heed to what the former Prime Minister would have said?
Secondly, you went a little ahead of me there, because my intention was also to speak to the remarks which were made by Sir Kennedy,
okay.
and also to wish him a very happy 85th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Sir Kennedy, as we know, is our first Prime Minister. He has done a tremendous job in terms of leading this country and actually putting in place the infrastructure
mm-hmm.
that we use and depend upon. Whether it is one wants to look at Pozante, whether it is one wants to look at our telecommunication service, the Southeast Peninsula, the Schools News Program, and so many other programs such as this Citizenship by Investment Program, which continues today to be one of the economic pillars
mm-hmm.
of our society. So there's no question in terms of the contributions of Sir Kennedy to modern-day St. Kitts and Nevis.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are heeding the sentiments expressed by him. It has always been our intention to ensure that within the quickest possible time that a candidate is in place in East Bastia. Our party's constitution indicates to us the particular procedure that we are to utilize to put a candidate in place, and so that part of the constitution will be activated in terms of bringing a candidate to the East Bastia constituency, so that come 2025 that seat is returned to the fold of the People's Action Movement.
You said the quickest time. Do you have a time frame? What's the quickest time in your mind?
We have not determined a time frame, but mm-hmm. I am hoping that at least by mid-year,
okay,
but no later than, of course, the third quarter, that the candidate for East Bastia will be announced to the public.
Let me ask you, Deputy Prime Minister, we speak a lot about unity, and unity has done a great job in bringing political parties together, in bringing people together. However, well, of course, it's currently the PLP, the People's Action Movement, and the Concerned Citizens Movement. Now, what if another political party want to be a part of this unity? Especially, let's say the Nevis Reformation Party want to be a part of this unity. Are you open to that? Are you embracing of that? Because remember, too, if I may go down memory lane, the People's Action Movement and the Nevis Reformation Party, they were once like close siblings. So what if we have a situation where the NRP may say, hey, let's do this?
Is that a decision I can make on my own?
Mm-hmm.
That will take a collective decision being made by the three political entities. We also must be aware of the fact that NRP and CCM are rivals on the IPR Nevis, with CCM being one of the unity partners. I am not certain that that will sit comfortably with the CCM partners.
But we preach unity, though.
We preach unity.
Uh-huh.
And unity is, of course, about all of the people in St. Kitts and Nevis. And so while we are three distinct political parties, we still continue to advocate on behalf of all of the people.
Mm-hmm.
But we must also be very mindful of politics.
Yes.
And for you to basically have a unity construct involving the two political parties in Nevis, I suppose that they would have to have some serious discussions as to how that is going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Because they compete against each other.
Yes. And I was just looking at a fact of I like the idea of a national government, if you may put it that way.
And that is what unity is about.
Yes.
Being a government of national unity.
Mm-hmm.
So that is why you have a partner from Nevis, you have two of the partners coming out of St. Kitts. You are aware that in terms of the St. Kitts arrangement, the People's Action Movement has run candidates in some constituencies.
Yes.
And we have allowed the PLP to run candidates in some of the other constituencies. You're also aware of the fact, though, that PLP is a new entity. So it's not that PAM and PLP would have been competing against each other
right before
and then decided to come together as part of a government of national unity. And I am also saying that that is not impossible. But of course, the partners must be willing to sit down, they must be willing to have a conversation and determine whether or not they are comfortable working together.
Mm-hmm.
Let me remind you that unity didn't come out of convenience from the point of view that you had an election. The seats were split amongst these political parties and they coalesced around each other
immediately
after to form unity. Unity came out of several discussions. It came out of an agreement. I spoke earlier to the Charlestown Accord. The Charlestown Accord in particular signaled to the nation that this is what unity is about. These are the objectives. These are the things that you should hold us accountable to. So again, mm-hmm. I repeat, that there must be discussions to ensure that the partners are comfortable. And, you know, interestingly, I have reflected over the last few days that when I began doing the current studies that I'm undertaking, my very first semester,
mm-hmm.
I had to submit a paper, and I actually chose to do research on coalition agreements and how those particular agreements have been able to maintain coalition partners,
mm-hmm.
because outside of that, without an agreement being in place, you could have different parties having totally different objectives, and before you know it, the coalition comes to an end because somebody may feel marginalized,
yes.
Some may feel that the objectives are not being attained, and so many other different reasons. So that paper actually looked at how, as I said, coalition agreements are quite effective in ensuring that coalitions have a long life.
Okay. Deputy Prime Minister Sean Richards, leader of the People's Action Movement, I want to thank you for taking out the time to be here with me tonight at the Blue Table. And I am listening to you, and I am so proud of you. And I cannot wait to, yes, rally with you come 2025 to be the next Prime Minister of St. Kitts and Nevis.
Thank you, Marvin, for having me as part of the Blue Table this evening. It was quite a pleasure speaking with you, but more importantly, being able to speak to the people of St. Kitts and Nevis and to give them an account of my service, not only in government, but as the political leader of the People's Action Movement. Again, as I close, I extend birthday greetings to our very first Prime Minister, our only living national hero, Sir Kennedy Simmons.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Sean Richards of the People's Action Movement, Deputy Prime Minister of St. Kitts and Nevis. Do join me again tomorrow evening for a similar presentation of the Blue Table. I am Mervyn Hanley. Good night.
Mervyn Hanley will inspire. Mervyn Hanley will empower. A voice powerful beyond measure. He will keep us strong under pressure. Touching the hearts and souls of family. You will hear his voice through your tragedy. Television, online, and overseas. Tune in to Mervyn Hanley.